Every Sunday we give you a prophecy update, just combing the news and looking at the trends in the world to see how they line up with Bible prophecy. Islam, one of the fastest growing religions in the world. Demographic studies indicate that it could soon become the dominant religion and way of life in many European countries. Caliphates were a totalitarian system of Muslim government established by Muhammad, who made himself the first caliph, reigning until 632 AD. The caliph was a religious and political leader who made the Quran's prescriptions, now developed into the legal body known as Sharia law, the law of the land. Hundreds of thousands of Muslims worldwide are calling for the reestablishment of the caliphate. On July 28th, Israel National News posted a story titled, "Radical Islamists Trying to Take Over Temple Mount." The summary read, "Hizbut Tahrir organization rallies thousands on the Temple Mount calling for Islamic caliphate rule." Excerpts from the article read like this. On the 90th anniversary of the fall of the Ottoman Empire, the vast Islamic caliphate regime, which fell in 1921 after World War I, thousands of members of the radical Islamist organization Hizbut Tahrir rallied on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, calling for Muslims to unite and embrace the caliphate rulership once more. The rally took place in early July. Demonstrators flew banners bearing inscriptions such as, "Muslims want Muslim caliphates." A giant banner was put up in the Al-Aqsa Mosque courtyard on the Temple Mount. Other banners said, "No to democracy, yes to caliphate." The crowd controller, using a microphone, soon had the crowd chanting over and over, "Muslim armies awaken to help Muslims." On August 2nd, Christian News Today posted an article titled, "Egyptians Call for Sharia Law, Islamic Caliphate." Excerpts from that article. Tens and perhaps hundreds of thousands of Egyptians poured into Cairo's now-famed Tahrir Square on Friday to demand their nation become subject to Sharia law and form the cornerstone for a new Islamic caliphate. The unplanned demonstration erupted following Friday prayers at mosques around the Egyptian capital. The demonstrators, who were led by the increasingly powerful Muslim Brotherhood, demanded that Egypt's interim military regime give way to an intolerant Islamic dictatorship. Various news media reported the demonstrators shouting and holding up signs reading, "Egypt will return to Sharia law. Liberals and secularists are the enemies of Allah, and the solution is Islam." On August 12th, it was reported that about 80,000 people gathered in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta on Sunday for a conference hosted by the Muslim group Hizbut Tahrir. They said the gathering was aimed at strengthening Muslims' commitment to revive the caliphate, a single Muslim government across the entire Islamic world. On July 4th, an article stated, "Hizbut Tahrir has been campaigning for several years in Pakistan for the restoration of the caliphate, which it states is the model of governance described by Islam." Now these guys, the Hizbut Tahrir, HT as it is widely known, that's so it can fit on a t-shirt, I guess, describes itself as a global Islamic political party seeking to restore the caliphate state throughout the entire Muslim world. It was founded back in 1953 by a guy whose name is totally unpronounceable, and it's active throughout the Muslim world and in many non-Muslim countries. Its membership varies globally. There's no official figures exist, but it has a strong presence in Central Asia, where it is rumored to have up to 1 million members. In Indonesia, it also has a significant presence, having held large conferences in recent years, such as the 100,000-member Caliphate Conference in 2007 and a 10,000-person-strong global conference in 2009, where scholars from around the globe convened to sign a charter calling for the restoration of the caliphate and Sharia law in the Muslim world. Back on June 11, CBN News posted a story titled, "Turkey Election Sparks Fears of Islamic Caliphate." The article read like this, "The election center around one party and one man, Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan. If Erdogan's party wins a majority of seats in this election, some fear he hopes to reestablish an Islamic caliphate with Turkey as its head and capital. Edrigin did win that election, by the way. Now, the rise of Islam and the call for a caliphate may, in fact, have serious prophetic impact. We've told you before that Turkey, until very recently, has been an ally of Israel and the West. They had a lot of Western leaning. They were trying to join NATO and all these different things. And then really very suddenly, they have turned against the West. There's been this Islamic uprising in Turkey, and they are definitely posturing themselves not just to join with these other Islamic nations, but they see themselves as the leader of this Islamist movement. And of course, that ties into Ezekiel 38 and 39, where Ezekiel talks about this invasion of Israel from the north involving many nations, and Turkey is one of those nations, or we would say that portions of Turkey that are mentioned in that passage of modern Turkey are mentioned. And so that is definitely happening. Turkey is turning against Israel. There was an article I just barely read. I didn't have a chance to get it in here, but Turkey is not involved in naval operations with Israel and the United States this year. They've pulled out of that. And so Turkey is definitely turning against Israel and posturing to become part of this Muslim Confederacy of Nations. Also, some Bible prophecy experts suggest that the king of the south that the prophet Daniel wrote about in his book, chapter 11, could be a Muslim caliphate that will exist at the time of the end. And that is also very possible and very interesting. Now, we can't ever say for sure until these things actually unfold. We're just looking at trends and we're thinking, hey, what would be happening in the world if Bible prophecy were true? And whenever you look out from that perspective, you see things happening in the world that are lining up just the way the Bible says. Does anything need to happen before Jesus returns to resurrect and rapture the church? If you ever ask that question, the answer is no. That's an imminent event. The Lord could come at any moment. And that's why I like to always end these updates by saying, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up. This week, one of the brothers shared something he heard along those lines that he thinks is a little bit more direct. An old country preacher once said, I stays ready so's I don't has to get ready. And so whichever it is, whether you need to get ready or just stays ready, ready or not, Jesus is coming.